This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Miles, what day is it, my friend?
Oh, it's Friday.
You're right. It is National Stuff on a Stick Day.
Okay.
That took me to it.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more of the best foods on sticks. You know, there's nothing quite like cooking out on an open fire. Leave all the modern-day utensils of the trade back in the kitchen because you're roughing it. Look for a sturdy stick, grab your Whitland knife and affix a sharp edge on it. Get it in the fire and get it good and heated up. Then pierce your wiener and enjoy removing a layer of mouse skin because it's too hot and you're too lit on Milwaukee's beast. That stick also serves an even greater purpose for when your pal gets a little too greedy with your bottle of brown. Nothing like a good belly stab with that stick that sends a clear message. Positive Friday.
I love eating stuff off a stick. I'm with you. What would you say is your favorite thing to eat off of a stick there, Ted?
Maybe like a chicken satay. Like a skewer chicken
strong,
skewer.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Miles, Thrill, your favorite thing?
I'm there with Ted, man.
Yeah, I mean like in a trashy way, corn dogs.
Okay, I dig it. I dig it.
So, remember, Miles, we now call that the American Beef Wellington.
Oh,
the American Beef
Wellington. I got an English girl to try one at a Texas game once.
Oh, my goodness. So this comes to us from Ranker.com, and these are the foods that taste better on sticks. Towards the bottom of the list, they go with chocolate-covered bananas.
Okay, don't know that I've eaten one.
I also wouldn't mind putting the chocolate-covered strawberry on there, the shish kabaris.
Yeah.
I feel like that works. Suckers shows up on the list.
Okay. All right.
Makes sense.
It's still a little stick.
It is a little stick.
It's a little teeny tiny stick.
Look at your size, your little stick.
Oh, it's a thin little
I guess
guy.
I just don't think about, like, eating candy as food.
Sure.
Right.
Sure. It's like a separate thing. It's candy.
What about cake pops?
Delicious.
That's a food on a stick. Yeah.
Those things are so good.
They are really good, man.
They're really good.
Yeah.
Kids love them.
Kids love them. I know. I gotta fight my urge sometimes on the weekend at the drive-thru at Starbucks.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Two cake pops.
Well, yep. We'll do, you know, the wife and I will go to Target and whatnot, I need a Starbucks. I need a coffee, so we'll go over there, and all of a sudden she sees a little cabinet's got them in there. It's like, oh, that was little penguin. Can I get the penguin cake pop? Like, all right, get the penguin.
Do you eat it in one bite, or do you try to two bite it?
Dude, I eat it in one bite.
Yeah, I'll say I'm a one bite.
I think it's a one bite.
She makes it into like 13, but I just hork the damn thing. Foods that taste better on a stick. Shrimp.
Sure.
You need to detail it though if you're gonna do it.
I would agree. Like,
if
look,
I'm eating stuff off of a stick. I want to pull it off the stick and eat it.
I will eat the tail on shrimp.
Okay,
like I don't mind, and like I know a lot of Asian cultures do that, but like for the most part, I'm with you. Most people don't want to eat the tail.
Right. I know I can, and I shouldn't say I don't mind eating the tail. It's like I'll fight through it if need be. But it's still so hard and firm.
I mean, if it's steamed shrimp, probably not. But if you fry the shrimp,
yeah,
I'll eat the tails.
Like a tempura?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm one of those old guys, too. If it's just me and Miles eating them and he doesn't eat his tails, I'll eat them.
You find these at the fair. Corn on a stick.
Yep.
God. I don't even need it on a stick. I just need it on the cob.
Yeah.
Well, it helps having all that stick, though, is they dip it in the butter.
Oh,
then you add all your own.
Get the street corn.
I know. I get it every time I go to the fair.
Like, ooh. You got that corn on a stick.
It's so good, too.
Hell yeah.
We'll have to try that.
We got corn on a stick.
They go with cheese, but I think what they're talking about is like when you have a toothpick and you're stabbing the little cheese.
Okay, I got you. Yeah.
Dude, you ever have like when people put a little ball of mozzarella and a little cherry tomato and a little piece of basil?
Little basil on there.
That's delicious and usually on a stick.
Mm-hmm. Number 9, marshmallows.
Okay. I feel like I'm toasting them or roasting them.
Well, you're making a s'more at that point.
Right. I think it's weirder if I came to your house and you were just eating marshmallows.
Just mowing down on marshmallows.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, other than like Peeps, when do we just eat marshmallows?
I don't.
Right?
You're out there kids camping. Kids do, but yeah, as an adult, no.
Caramel apples shows up on the list.
Is there any other way to eat it?
I mean, it'd be hard to hold that thing.
Well, sure.
Without it.
It's a stick food, though.
That's stick food.
We're getting into the more that are like, these are just stick foods that we're eating here.
Yeah. I'm sticking by this. So far on this list, I like everything on a stick.
It's been a minute since I've had a caramel apple, but that flavor combo just does not miss.
No, it doesn't. It's good.
As long as it's Granny Smith. Cotton candy.
Yeah.
If you like it.
As I've gotten older, I don't. It sucks.
It's too much. It's too much.
You know what
I mean?
It's
like, a little too sweet.
Right. There's no point where I'm like, I could really go for some cotton candy.
Yeah. It's too sticky.
It is.
And like you're saying, well, I will say from time to time, all of a sudden it'll just look good at like a ball game or something like that.
It looks good, but it doesn't. It's just a taste in your mouth.
Yes.
Right? Nothing even makes your belly. It just dissolves, you know.
Gets all around your mouth and your beard and whatnot. It's like, oh, it just feels sticky.
I mean, I was at a thing with my buddy and his kids, and like the kids barely even, like they got it, and then like halfway through, they're like,
meh.
Mm,
yeah.
Fruit skewers.
All right.
I like a fruit skewer. I'm sorry. I like a fruit skewer.
Fruit skewer is good. Got to add that tahine.
See, but I don't on that one. I'm not a big tahine guy.
I love it now. Once I got into like putting it on watermelon or anything, it's awesome.
It's just a chili lime seasoning, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. The first time I ever tried it was they salted a rim with it.
Ah, okay.
And it was just it was a little too mealy for me. I didn't quite like it.
That's fair.
I don't know.
Trust me, my mind went there too.
No. Skewered meat shows up on the list.
Yep.
Yeah, any kind of skewered meat's going to be good. Now, also, as we get closer to summer, recommendation again, if you're going to make kebabs, cook your meat and your vegetables separate as they cook at different temperatures and different timing.
Next up on the list is kebabs. So what is the difference? So skewered meat is just skewered meat. You've got like a piece of beef or chicken or lamb or whatever it is. Whereas kebabs, you're putting like peppers and onions and whatnot on there.
Okay, yeah. I prefer a little bit of space in between that stuff too, just to make sure that everything gets crispy and you don't pull it apart. It's like raw in the middle, burn on
the outside.
But
that's what I'm saying. By the time you cook the chicken chunks, like the vegetables are going to be burned. So I like to cook them separate and then just take them off the skewers.
There you go. Exactly. Number three, that's where corn dogs show up on the list.
All right. Yep, that's a big one.
And I'm making a statement on this one because number two and number one are very similar. However, they are technically different. So number two on the list is the fudgesicle.
Okay.
Which I absolutely love. There is never a time when I don't normally go the chocolate realm when I'm going for sweets, but a fudgesicle I am always down for. But then the number one food on a stick, as according to Ranker.com, if you guys know what it is, you know what it is. The summer favorite, it's popsicles.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
So would you lump the two of them together, or were they right to keep them separate?
I guess you have to keep them separate, but to me, a fudgesicle is just a popsicle that happens to be fudge.
But it's more fudgy ice cream, whereas the popsicle is kind of icy.
When's the last time anybody in here had a fudgesicle? It's got to be 20 years.
Last year.
Oh, really?
Last summer.
I have. Those are not something that I run into very often.
We got on the fudgesicle train last year.
Okay.
It's a slippery slope. No, if you eat one, you're like, we should get a box of these.
They go so damn fast.
Yeah.
You finish one, it's like, I wouldn't mind having another one.
Uh-huh. Dude, I'm with you.
And I'm a grown-ass adult, and I can do whatever the hell I want to do.
Yeah, she'll be asleep soon.
Damn it, Ted.
Right. Miles, I wonder what he's doing out there, thinking of other women. No, he's thinking about that damn fudgesicle. The second one.
An elementary school, the second one.